Monmouth trailing Canisius as we wind halftime down 36-28. We'd like to thank Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press for joining us. As joined by Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Our friend Brian Cedillo back in the studio. Steve, Monmouth down 8 to Canisius. I know we just talked about it with Josh, but again, your final points. What do you want to see over this 20 minutes as Monmouth will come out surprised? Ty O'Gara will start the second half, not Chris Brady, who has yet to return after injuring his ankle.
And Chris Brady looks hobbled. He might not be able to return the rest of the game. Monmouth's got to execute offensively. Stop turning the ball over, Eddie. And 4 of 11 from the foul line, that's 36%. They have to convert from the foul line.
It'll be Canisius ball to begin things here in our second half. They'll be going right to left. Jordan Heath, right off the bench, will fire a triple that Deion Jones rebounds off the back of the iron. Heath's been quiet in this one, it seems. Has 5 points and a couple of blocks as Monmouth will move it here down 8. Andrew Nicholas to the basket. Zach Lewis got a hand on it, forcing the steal. Right to Billy Barron. Barron, alley-oop to Jordan Heath from beyond half court, who sends it down emphatically.
And Deion Jones was there under the basket. He just didn't see the ball. Half-court alley-oop from Barron to Heath.
Steve, how good of a European big man is Jordan Heath going to be?
He's Channing Frye of the MAC.
I mean, he may even get a chance at a higher level. Deion Jones, scoop layup to the basket, puts it in off the window. Acrobatic move by Deion.
Good job by Deion Jones getting to the rim, really imposing his will there, and then avoiding the shot block from Heath.
Right back to where we were at halftime with the Hawks trailing by 8. Canisius moving it here. Zach Lewis to the basket is fouled by Jones, who picks up his third foul with 18:45 to go in the second half.
It looks like Coach Rice is set with just staying with that half-court trap, getting the ball out of Billy Barron's hands and making somebody else try to make a play.
Zach Lewis goes to the line. Slow first half for Lewis. He had 4 on 1 of 6 shooting. Played 18 minutes in that first half. Lewis makes his first one, putting Canisius in front by 9. Their largest lead of this game was 12, with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Lewis makes them both. Canisius back up by 10, 40-30, 18:40 to go. Robinson to the basket is fouled by Billy Barron, who picks up his first foul with 18:40 to go. That's the first Canisius foul here in the second half. Barron kind of losing his footing as now Monmouth will inbound. So Garrow, Jones, Tillman, Nicholas, and Robinson. This is Andrew Nicholas in the left corner. Monmouth swings it around the perimeter. Jones has it top of the key, loses it on the hip right to Barron. Barron, outlet to Lewis, who cannot save it from going out of bounds as Barron threw it just a little far ahead.
And that's a tough pass by Billy Barron to Lewis. Just tough angle for Lewis to catch that.
Monmouth working it here as Canisius has opened the second half in man-to-man. Nicholas just inside the arc, no good. Rebound tip to O'Gara, who will lay it in.
A good job by Tillman working hard on the glass. Can't come up with the ball, grabbing it, but he was able to tip it. O'Gara gets it and puts it in.
Hawks trail by 8. We've played 2 minutes in the second half. Barron, double teamed by Robinson and Tillman. Throws it all the way in the left corner to Lewis, who has his pocket picked by Justin Robinson. Outlet to Jones. Deion Jones is blocked by Jordan Heath from behind. Nicholas tracks the rebound down. Finds O'Gara right elbow. O'Gara, nice move around Heath, who blocks it again. 2 in a row on that possession for Jordan Heath.
That's a great move by O'Gara with the jab step, but Heath just so big and long, blocking the shot.
2.5 gone by, second half. Heath had 2 in the first half, 2 here. Perez for 3, rise and fire over Nicholas, puts it in.
Perez is a good shooter, but you know what? I think the Hawks would sign for that shot. He was contested by Nicholas.
He's got 9, Canisius leads by 11. Robinson splits a double team and puts in a mid-range jump shot.
That's a great job by Justin Robinson, and that's what they have to do with Jordan Heath right there. Bring him away from the basket, go screen and roll, make him head screens, and get him away from blocking those shots.
Canisius over the timeline with under 17 to go. Robinson again will guard Barron, who throws left wing for Zach Lewis. Lewis goes back to Barron, top of the key. Barron wants a screen for Manhurts, rejects the screen. Step back triple over Robinson. All net for Billy Barron.
That is just not the matchup. Robinson's draped all over him, but he's shooting right over the top of Justin Robinson. That's just not the matchup, Eddie.
Hawks trailing by 12 matches their largest deficit of the game. Deion Jones, skip to Robinson, bounces it down low to O'Gara. Back to Robinson, corner 3. No good. Tillman gets the rebound. Misses the putback. O'Gara with the rebound now. Throws it down low to Deion Jones. Monmouth has to get a shot at the rim. That block by Manhurts. Another try is no good. And Jones will go to the line for two with 16:14 to go. And Steve, I think, fortunate they didn't get called for a five-second violation with how long they were down there.
Absolutely. Jordan Heath has two fouls, so if you can have him pick up another one, that would be huge in this game. Max DeLeo's coming back in. He's probably going to take over the matchup on Billy Barron, and I think that's a good move by Coach Rice.
Deion Jones in that first half, 8 points, six rebounds at the line, makes his first one. Max DeLeo in, Khalil Brown in, as O'Garo sits down along with Zach Tillman. Phil Valenti checks back in for Chris Manhurts for Canisius.
I like this lineup in for the Hawks. Khalil Brown's basically the big right now. He's probably going to match up with Jordan Heath, but Brown's a guy who can step out and shoot it. Maybe they do some pick and pop with Brown.
Deion Jones knocks them both down. First Hawk, rather second Hawk into double figures, joining Nicholas with 10. Hawks trail by 10. 4 minutes gone by, second half. Barron throws it down low to Valenti. Valenti will catch and lay it in over Deion Jones.
Too easy right there.
Jones now has it for MU. Drive and kick. It works its way to DeLeo for three. Buried it. Monmouth down 48-39. Max DeLeo's second three.
It's amazing how many open shots DeLeo still gets. And he knows that if a guy's running at him, it's not part of his game to rush a three. But when he's open, he takes his time and he always knocks it down.
Canisius moving it here against the Monmouth 2-3 zone. Barron another NBA three off right iron. Valenti offensive rebound right at Deion Jones and puts it in.
And Phil Valenti doing a good job around the glass. Monmouth misses an opportunity. Barron misses a three, but you got to be able to get the rebounds.
Deion Jones will try to answer. He cannot. In and out. Rebound to Jordan Heath. Barron head up in transition. Finds Lewis. His three. No good. Offensive rebound. Perez. He tried to throw it off a Monmouth player, and it was right to Deion Jones. Max DeLeo back the other way. Beautiful Euro step around Barron and lays it in over Jordan Heath. And one for Max DeLeo.
That's a big play in this game. Max DeLeo, Euro step around Billy Barron. Jordan Heath tries to block the shot and fouls him. That's Jordan Heath's third foul now, Eddie. That's a huge play in this game.
All Max DeLeo does, it seems, is make plays. 14:59 to go in this one. DeLeo shooting for a three-point play. When we come back, with Monmouth trailing 50-41, we're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food and the best wings in the area. Check out today's NFL Conference Championship games at the Boathouse, 1309 Main Street in Belmar. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com, the website. Max DeLeo shooting for a three-point play. After the timeout, he misses the free throw, and the rebound is pulled down by Jordan Heath.
The Hawks now 3 of 12 from the line, Eddie.
Josh James.
Oh, I'm sorry, 6 of 14 from the line.
That's not good.
Neither one's good.
James into the game for MU along with Colin Stewart. Hawks trail by 9. Perez drives to the basket. Kicks it out to Lewis, who pumps it 3, jumps the pass, finds Valenti down low, who lays it in. And Phil Valenti has 12 points. Doing a good job for Canisius off the bench.
And he's got 6 points in this half, all around the rim, offensive rebounds, and finishes around the glass. Nice roll by him.
Colin Stewart, wild shot, is missed to the basket. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Heath. Allow me, that's not his game.
No.
Perez for three, bottom of the net. Canisius rolling here, up 55-42. And Coach Rice, Steve, will take a timeout. We'll keep things right here.
And this is what happened in the second half of the game last weekend. Canisius started getting open looks in transition and started just banging down threes one possession after another. And that's a thing with a team like that who have a bunch of good shooters. When one player gets rolling, it's confidence, and the next player gets rolling. He starts feeling it, and then the whole team's feeling it, and they're knocking it down.
Valenti's tied his career high with 12 points. As Canisius is out to a 50, they've changed the score actually. It's out to a 55-41 game right now. 14:05 to go in our second half. Steve, I know what we talked about at halftime, some of the adjustments that we were looking for. And right now, It just looks as though Canisius has figured out this MU pressure, and it's resulting in open threes, deja vu from what we saw 1 week ago.
Absolutely, and you have to locate in transition, and when you trap Billy Barron, you're going to give up some open looks to other players. The problem is that those other players can also shoot as well, and if they have standstill, take your time, three-point shots, they're most likely going to knock them down. But the Hawks have to do a better job of locating and then closing out to some of these shooters and making them drivers.
14:05 to go in our second half. Monmouth, Steve, as you said, in need now of figuring something out. You know, the lineup they had on the floor when they made the run, it was the smaller lineup. They have that now as they'll break the huddle with James, DeLeo, Brown, Nicholas, and Stewart. I don't think that five has played together all season. What do you look for them to do offensively?
Well, we'll see what Canisius does defensively. It looks like they fall back into the 2-3. The Hawks have to move the ball and use their shooting ability at their advantage. Spread the floor, try to hit the middle of the zone, and then look opposite to a shooter.
6 minutes gone by, second half. Colin Stewart on the right wing. Bounces it top of the key to James. Works it into the left corner, Nicholas. Canisius really pressuring the perimeter here. Josh James throws right wing for DeLeo. Now Khalil Brown keeps swinging it around here. 12 on the shot clock. Max DeLeo will penetrate the zone. Find a cutting Andrew Nicholas down low. Credit the assist to DeLeo.
And you said it, Eddie. All Max DeLeo does is play hard and make plays. And he's doing it again here today.
8 points, has an assist there, and he's played really good defense on Billy Barron. Barron here throws top of the key. Josiah Heath is checked in for his brother. Josh James got a hand on it, and he is fouled from behind by Josiah Heath. Credit the freshman, Josh James, earning that foul there.
And playing the passing lane and using the correct hand to deny passing lanes. Using the inside hand, gets a deflection, and then gets the foul on Heath.
13-18 and counting to go in our second half. Monmouth down 12. James has it top of the key. He'll control. Throw to Colin Stewart on the right wing. Deflected pass works its way back to James. James throws for Nicholas now, 20 on the shot clock. Nicholas now to Stewart. Monmouth has shooters on the floor now, Steve. All five guys can hit the three. Stewart puts it on the floor to the basket, wave it away, offensive foul on Colin Stewart.
I like that drive by Colin Stewart. Heath stepping up and taking the charge. I want to see Colin Stewart. He's in the game for a reason, and the reason is to shoot. He's got to be ready to shoot. He's got to be ready to knock down open looks, and he's got to be confident.
Under 13 minutes to go in our second half. Barron will work on DeLeo. He's double-teamed by Khalil Brown. And they'll call Max DeLeo for a blocking foul. 12:40 to go in our second half. Max picks up foul number three.
You know, I actually am very intrigued with the Colin Stewart being in because he can get rolling. The problem is that he doesn't look confident. You know, and if he's not going to be confident, he's not going to shoot open shots, then he can't be in.
Well, he's actually taken a seat now. Deion Jones and Zach Tillman have checked back in. DeLeo watches Barron here. Barron has his pass deflected by DeLeo. Another Canisius player got a hand on it. Josiah Heath hurdles a youth player, and it goes out of bounds off of Canisius, so Monmouth forcing a turnover.
And credit Max DeLeo again with another big-time energy hustle play with a deflection.
Hawks trailing by 12 with 12:20 to go. James out to DeLeo. Pumps it three, attacks the basket. Little floater here is up and in as Max now has 10 points.
Now Max is so strong and so explosive. I think he catches people by surprise. But people don't realize how fast and how strong he is, and he just gets to the rim, especially going to that right hand.
Canisius working it here. Perez to the basket. No good off the back of the iron. Zach Tillman with the rebound. He outlets to Josh James. James, beautiful find to Nicholas, who will miss the layup in transition. Rebound pulled down by Dominic Rainey.
That was a great look by Josh James. I wonder if he could have bounced it in. It would have helped Nicholas slow down a little bit. He was too strong on that layup attempt.
Josiah Heath missing one short. DeLeo with the rebound. Out to Nicholas in transition. Pull it along two. Put it in. To cut that lead back into single digits, 55-47.
Looks like the Hawks have something going now defensively. They're active. They're getting steals. They're getting rebounds. See if they can keep up this momentum.
Under 11:30 to go. Rainey shuffles it down low to Valenti with a left hand. Heath lost it momentarily. Now gets it back. Valenti reverse layup is good.
Wow, Valenti has been phenomenal for them. And they almost turned it over again right there. But Phil Valenti, what a asset off the bench. Long, lanky player in the zone. He helps them guard, finishing around the rim on the offensive end.
Josh James bouncing one down low to Zach Tillman. Zach can't get it. It was lost and now right into the hands of Barron. Canisius has it up by 10. Barron pick and pop with Valenti. He'll try for three. No good, side iron. Perez volleyballs the rebound into section, I believe, is that B over there, and back to Monmouth.
Hey, I don't know why he did that. I think he had a chance to just grab the ball.
Reach the under 12 media. 10:34 to go. Canisius 57, Monmouth 47 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here on the Shore Sports Network, we'd like to remind you that for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. Monmouth trails Canisius 57-47. I'm going to quiz my broadcast partner real quick. All right, Steve, I'm going to give you two numbers, 13 and 37. What are those numbers?
I'm going to say total turnovers for the game is 37.
Correct.
13. Nicholas shoots a three. Sorry, I'm taking over here.
That's all right.
As we're quizzing. 13. Hit me with 13.
That is the total assist in this game. 13 combined assists, 37 combined turnovers.
And both teams are actually shooting pretty well from the floor at 48%, but both teams are turning the ball over at a high rate.
Yeah, when they shoot it, it's going in. It's not getting clean possessions. As after that Nicholas three, Canisius moving it here. Barron throws up a floater off the side of the iron. Josh James will bring it back the other way for MU. Bounces one to DeLeo. Short jumpers up and good for Max, who has 12 now.
And that might be the toughest shot in the game. It's a bad angle, but DeLeo takes his time and puts it in.
It's amazing. Max DeLeo just keeps coming through.
He might be the MVP of the team, Eddie.
It's amazing. He's got 12 points right now. They double-team Barron. Jumps the pass, finds Lewis in the corner, who buries a three in the left corner.
And there it is. You trap Billy Barron. He always makes the right decision. He finds the open guy. You close out on Zach Lewis. It wasn't a bad closeout, but Lewis is a guy who can knock down an open look.
Canisius now up 60-49, under 9.5 to go. James picks up his dribble, flips it out to Nicholas on the right wing. Top of the key, Deion Jones works its way over to James. James right at Heath, puts it up, missed, but Nicholas is there to clean up the mess with an offensive rebound.
And the Hawks are now getting good looks. It's going to come down now to getting stops on the defensive end, and when your opponent has the best player in the conference, that's not going to be easy.
Barron has 14, Canisius leads by 9. Manhertz finds Barron around a screen, gets to Leo in the air, now for 3, put it in. Oh, you work so hard to keep the ball out of his hands, and then he knocks it down anyway.
He is just a big-time player, Eddie. He's got 17 points. He's feeling it from three. He makes everybody else better around him, especially with him getting trapped. He always finds the open guy.
Monmouth down 12. Max DeLeo in the corner. Pumps it three, tries three, misses it short. Nicholas has the rebound, deflect off his hand right to Chris Manhertz.
And those are the shots that Max has avoided all year, those rushed attempts.
Barron, quick pull at three, is long. Rebound to Deion Jones.
A heat check by Billy Barron.
The Hawks will come back the other way. James, nice move around. Heath, good off the window, and one for Josh James.
That's a great job by Josh James. When he's going to that right hand, he is very tough to stop. Draws contact. That's now Jordan Heath's fourth foul.
Big development here with 8:11 to go. Dominic Rainey will stay on the floor. Chris Perez will take a. Will come back in. Everyone's confused because Billy Barron's coming out of the game. He's something he never does. Steve, his minutes per game have actually dipped from 39 to 38.8. So this is his one-minute break. He'll probably come in back at the under 8 timeout.
Absolutely.
Josh James shooting to make the single digits again. Missing the free throw. Free throw shooting plaguing Monmouth in this game. 10-point game here, so Canisius with a Barron-less possession. Lewis will run the point around a Manhertz screen. Picks up his dribble, throws down low to Manhertz. His shot blocked by Jones. Ogero pulls down the rebound. Robinson, now in transition, finds James. James right at Manhertz. Wave off the shot. Offensive foul on Josh James.
You're going to get that called when sometimes you put your head down and go. Manhertz might have been in the restricted area, and he might have been moving a little bit, but the freshman gets called for the offensive foul.
7:46 to go. Canisius leading Monmouth by 10. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. The Hawks would like to thank their premier sponsors, World Subaru, Coca-Cola, McLoon's Restaurants, and Surf Taco for their support all season long. Canisius inbounding it here, leading Monmouth by 10.
Eddie, stat-wise, it's a pretty even game. Both teams have turned the ball over 19 times, shooting similar percentages from the floor. However, three-pointers. Canisius 10 of 20, Monmouth 3 of 13, and foul shots 13 of 16 for Canisius, 6 of 15 for Monmouth.
And that's how, here you go, with the Griffins leading by 10, 7-20 and counting to go. Lewis, contested triple, is missed. Deion Jones pulls down the rebound. Jones, in transition here, is going to go to the basket. Leave one down low for Khalil Brown, who throws it down with two hands.
Deion Jones so close to get for traveling, but able to dish it off to Brown. He puts it in strong.
Hawks now just down 8 in scramble mode here. Lewis breaks the pressure and will lay it in to put Canisius back up by 10.
And Manhurts got away with a screen as he's, and Coach Rice is asking one of the officials, he's in the middle of the lane using his arms to screen Brown. Brown couldn't step up and guard the driver.
6:40 and counting to go here in the second half. Barron back in the game, rested for all of about 30 seconds. Robinson drives and kicks DeLeo, a corner three is missed. Offensive rebound, Deion Jones, and a foul called. Where's the foul? They're going to call Tyrone O'Garo going over the back. Ooh.
A tough call there, as I didn't even see O'Garo in the play, and the ball was coming right out to Deion Jones.
If anything, I thought the foul would have been DeLeo falling down. Perez contested his three. Lewis, quick pull at three. After Canisius breaks the pressure, is missed. O'Garo with the rebound. Outlet to Justin Robinson. Robinson, beautiful move in the lane. Jumps the pass. Khalil Brown lost it, but right to the hands of Max DeLeo. DeLeo shuffles it over to O'Garo. Bit of a broken possession here for MU. As O'Garo's going to drive. Kick it out to Robinson. Extra pass. Deion Jones, three. Good! Hawks down 65-58.
A great extra pass by Robinson to Deion Jones. He steps into the three and knocks it down.
Almost forcing a turnover here as Canisius with an ill-advised throw ahead. But it works its way back to Billy Barron. He'll have DeLeo on him, 5:45 and counting. Barron goes to Valenti, and Valenti, after O'Garo deflects it, goes over and back, and that turnover will give it back to MU. Jim Barron is hot right now and in danger of getting a technical as he gets a stern talking to from one of the officials.
And one of the official also told him to get back in the coaching box. But that was a good call. Valenti got possession back after the deflection and then stepped over the half-court line.
Monmouth possession here, down 65-58. 5:30 and counting to go. Canisius stays 2-3 zone. Bounce pass to Khalil Brown at the foul line. Loses it, gets it back. Shot is missed off the window, but he'll go to the line for two.
Oh, broken play. Khalil Brown might have walked a couple times, fumbled the ball once, but was able to come up and put up a shot and gets fouled by Manhurts. And now that's Manhurts' fourth foul.
So Manhurts and Jordan Heath both have four as Khalil Brown at the line will make the first one. Monmouth down now just 6, 65-59. So Jordan Heath will come in. Valenti will sit down. Steve, two Canisius players, both front court guys on the floor now, have four fouls.
And that could also hurt teams, Eddie, because those guys don't want to pick up their fifth foul, so they're not as aggressive on the defensive end.
Khalil Brown continues his solid play off the bench tonight, knocking down two free throws. Steve, Monmouth now just down 65-60, 5:20 and counting to go. Canisius breaks the Monmouth pressure, 27 on the shot clock. Perez and Barron are play catch on the perimeter. Barron drives and kicks to Perez. He's going to attack the basket. His shot is good, and the foul. Strong take by Chris Perez to the basket.
Chris Perez, and he gets the roll there. So good, strong take by Perez. And I didn't think that ball was going in, but somehow it found a way to get in the basket. Perez going to the line for a three-point play. A
lot of Canisius players in double figures here, including Perez, who has 14. Shooting here for a three-point play. He makes it. Now 68-60, 5:04 to go in this one.
And that time Heath and Khalil Brown got a little tangled up.
Yeah, the officials are going to have a word between those two, Heath and Brown. Steve, Heath has four, Manhurts has four. Canisius is going to play zone to kind of protect their guys. But what do you do, just as quickly as I go to say it, Valenti and Josiah Heath come in. Jordan Heath and Manhurts go out. And there goes my question.
And that's why Jim Barron is a heck of a basketball coach, knows that he gets his big guys out with four fouls. Great stoppage of play here to do it. And now they drop back into the zone.
Man, I was really rolling, too. Under 5 minutes to go, second half. Justin Robinson gets a screen from Khalil Brown, and he picks up his dribble. Gets it right back from Brown. Robinson is missed off the window. Josiah Heath with the rebound.
And Robinson kind of double-clutched that shot, tried to float it from the foul line. He didn't really need to do that. He could have just pulled up, shot a regular pull-up jump shot.
Perez has it knocked away, but right into the arms of Billy Barron, as Barron will now be guarded by DeLeo. Barron drives and kicks to Perez. Smartly pulls it out with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Perez eyes up Deion Jones. He'll try a three-pointer. That one's way short. Deflected rebound goes into the arms of Deion Jones. Mammoth down eight, moving it here. Jones out to DeLeo. Pumps it three, now throws to Robinson. Extra pass, Nicholas. Nicholas, jump stop in the lane. Lefty floater is no good. Blocking foul will be the call.
And Andrew Nicholas completely bailed out that time by the officials as he was out of control. I think he walked twice and put up a forced floater in the lane. But he gets bailed out with a block call. Now he's got to convert from the foul line.
Jordan Heath, Manhurts check back in. Josh James will check back in as well, as they're actually going to waive the subs off because it's a two-shot foul. 4:12 to go in our second half. Canisius 68, Mammoth 60. Nicholas at the line. Stevie leads the way for MU with, I'd say, a quiet 16 points in this one. The junior makes the first one. Now you'll get those subs. James in, Manhurts, and Jordan Heath in for Canisius.
And Deion Jones going to the bench with a quick blow. We'll see who he comes back in for. I think it'll be interesting. He might come back in for Robinson to keep DeLeo on the floor for his defense.
Nicholas knocks another free throw down. So much better from the line. He's got 18. Mammoth down 6. Billy Barron will break the pressure, throw ahead to Zach Lewis, and then give it right back to Barron, who will be guarded by DeLeo as we tick down under 4 minutes to go in this game. Barron loses it, and a foul is called with 3:55 to go in this one. Take our final media timeout. Canisius 68, Mammoth 62, 3:55 to go in this one, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. University subs proud to be a supporter of MU basketball, and Aramark is the official Mammoth Dining Services provider. 3:55 to go in this one. Canisius leading Mammoth 68-62. Steve, we've officially hit crunch time in this one.
Eddie, this game is separated by really two stats: three-point shooting and foul shooting. Canisius is 10-23 from three-point range. Mammoth is 4-15. Canisius 14-17 from the foul line. Mammoth 10-19. 43% versus 26%, and 82% versus 52%. There's the game right there.
There is the game right there. Billy Barron at the line, shooting 1-1 for Canisius.
Billy Barron got an amazing bailout foul before that timeout. And again, big-time players in the conference get fouls like that. It's a respect thing. Doesn't mean it's correct, because I don't think he got fouled. He lost the ball, ended up getting the whistle, and then a 92% foul shooter goes and bangs both free throws down.
Making this a 70-62 game with 3:53 and ticking to go. Deion Jones back from Mammoth. He's on the floor with Khalil Brown, Josh James, Andrew Nicholas, and Max DeLeo. 25 on the shot clock for the Hawks here. Nicholas catch and rip from the right wing. Spins on Perez, and he is fouled by Bleeker with 3:41 to go in the second half.
And Nicholas being aggressive, getting to the foul line. He's got to convert. The numbers here, Eddie, are amazing to me. 20 turnovers for Canisius, 19 for Mammoth. Billy Barron actually has 6 turnovers in this game.
Yeah, and he had none. And Josh and I talked about that before you joined us back at halftime. He had 6 assists and no turnovers in the first game.
But the rest of his stat line is 17 points, including 5 threes, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals.
Andrew Nicholas makes his first free throw. He's having a pretty solid game, 19 points now. We go offense, defense again. Valenti, Bleeker out. Jordan Heath, Manhurts in.
And if you had to point to an X factor in this game, it's Phil Valenti. 6 of 8 from the floor, 14 points, 4 rebounds. He's been phenomenal.
Nicholas knocks both free throws down, so Mammoth down 70-64. Offense, defense sub here. Tyrone Ogero in for Nicholas. Mammoth will pressure full here. Heath inbounds to Lewis. Lost it for a second and gets it back. Double team. They throw ahead to Jordan Heath. Lofts a pass ahead to Perez. Perez is going to attack the basket. Now flip it out to Barron in the corner. Out to Lewis, top of the key. Heath, open for a three in the corner. Oh, what a big shot for Jordan Heath.
That That is a really tough shot, as Mammoth had some traps all over the floor, had Billy Barron trapped in the far right corner. But again, good veteran basketball by Canisius, swinging the ball around, not panicking. And then Jordan Heath with a wide open look. I think O'Garo's got to be better. Plus, Deion Jones, O'Garo's got to give a better closeout. When I say that, I mean he's got to go all out, jump up in the air, Hakeem Warwick style, when Kirk Heinrich was in the corner. But Deion Jones has to play the angle of the pass. If he plays the angle and makes that pass a little bit tougher, then Tyrone O'Garo has more time to get out there and contest.
Coach Jim Barron took a 30-second timeout. That's the stoppage on the floor. Canisius' lead back to 9 with 3:22 to go in our second half. And Steve, Mammoth has gotten this to 6 a couple times, to 5. But it seems as though every time they get close, Canisius, that veteran team that they are, they know how to not only stop a run, but extend their lead.
They're a veteran team with the best player in the league and with guys around him who can make shots. So Billy Barron can score himself, but he can also set up guys to get open looks, and that's exactly what he's been doing all season long.
Officials conferring with the table crew here. 3:22 to go. Mammoth down 9. Josh James will bring it up. Canisius will stay zone look. James around a high ball screen from Khalil Brown. Top of the key. Finds Max DeLeo on the right wing. Throw it back to James. James has it. Now out to DeLeo. Bounces it to Deion Jones. Jones out to DeLeo. Pumps it 3. Gets Perez in the air. Now tries a 3. And knocks it down to cut this lead to 73-67.
Max DeLeo continuing to make plays. A step back 3. Not really his shot, but he knocks it down. Just playing with so much confidence.
He's got 15 in this one. Can the Hawks get the stop they need here? 2:40 and counting. Billy Barron, drive, has a shot blocked. Offensive foul is the call on Billy Barron. He discarded Andrew Nicholas, and Mammoth gets it back down 6, 2:41 to go.
Big play in this game. That's Barron's 7th turnover. He pushes off a lot, doesn't really get called for it. And that time he really discarded Andrew Nicholas, and he picks up the offensive foul.
2:35 and ticking. Can Mammoth do something with it here? James around a Khalil Brown screen. Over to Nicholas. Jump stop, picks up his dribble. Throws it out to Khalil Brown. Deion Jones for 3. Bang! Mammoth cuts it to 73-70. 2:20 to go.
That's great ball movement by the Hawks. Nobody forced a shot. Nicholas in the lane kicked it out to Brown. He saw Deion Jones, the Hawks' leading scorer, to his right. He flips it to Jones, and he knocks down the 3.
Coach Jim Barron has taken a 30-second timeout as Steve Mammoth, the closest they've been all second half. Down 73-70, 2:20 to go. Do you stay with the pressure that was so good in the first half, but Canisius diced in the second half? If you're Coach Rice in this defensive huddle, what do you do?
You continue the game plan with Billy Barron. So if he comes off a ball screen, I would trap the ball screen. But if he's standing at the top of the key, I probably wouldn't run a trap at him, because he's done a good job in this half of finding guys, and guys like Perez and Heath have knocked down shots. But if Barron does come off a ball screen, I would absolutely trap the ball screen.
Mammoth has the same lineup. Nicholas, DeLeo, James, Jones, and Brown. They're going to play Billy Barron off the ball here, Steve, as Zach Lewis, the player, who will bring it up. He'll cross the timeline with 2:10 to go, 21 showing on the shot clock. Lewis finds Perez around a screen, top of the key. An offensive foul is the call. Manhurts has fouled out on an offensive foul on an illegal screen. He cleared out DeLeo, and he is gone.
And that's a huge call in this game. It turns the ball over back to Mammoth without Canisius able to put a shot attempt up. And that's something that Coach Rice was screaming for last weekend at Canisius, was those moving screens along the baseline. This time DeLeo gets the call.
So Manhurts is done. Valenti will check in. Not a bad thing if you're Canisius. He's been fantastic in this game. Hawks down 73-70. 2 minutes exactly to go. Deion Jones just hit that huge 3. Has it top of the key. Drives on Perez. Deflected ball out of bounds. They say it's Mammoth ball. The officials confer now. And they'll give it to Canisius.
That's a good call. That ball went off of Deion Jones' knee. I don't like the drive by Deion Jones. I think he forced it a little bit. It was still very early in the shot clock.
1:50 to go. Griffins lead by 3. Barron, double teamed in the backcourt, dribbles around it. throws ahead to Lewis, who gets it back. Barron will now control. They'll double-team Barron as he'll throw one into the right corner to Lewis. He'll drive to the basket, put it in.
And that time the trap's on Billy Barron. He throws out of it. You have guys running at shooters. He's able to get to the rim.
James missing a long two. Rebound to Jordan Heath. But before he could throw it to Barron, Jordan Heath stepped out of bounds. Hawks get it back with 1:22 to go. Down five. Coach Rice is going to take a 30-second timeout now, Steve. Actually, they'll make it a full timeout.
Well, we'll see what Coach Rice draws up here. He's very good at drawing up plays from the out of bounds. The Hawks need a good possession here to cut it to a one-possession game. And then again, if Billy Barron's not getting using a ball screen, I wouldn't run a trap at him. I would go straight up. If he uses the ball screen, then trap him, get the ball out of his hands.
1:22 to go. Deion Jones has a double-double with 16 points and 10 boards. Max DeLeo has 15. The Hawks trail by 5. Steve, where do you go now for the game's biggest possession, down 75-70?
I think it starts with Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas, depending on who Coach Rice wants to go to. Nicholas has 20 points in this game as well. I would probably look first to Deion Jones as he's better at getting to the rim, and I would trust him more on the foul line if he got fouled. So I would look first to Deion Jones. Maybe he can even draw the defense and then look to kick out to DeLeo or Nicholas.
Hawks will break the huddle with 1 minute, 22 seconds showing. Canisius has 10 fouls, Monmouth 7.
Sorry, Eddie. Keep an eye on who inbounds the ball, too. The inbounder could come in and get a screen for a shot as well.
Remember, Manhertz is gone for Canisius, so Valenti is the other post player with Jordan Heath. Monmouth has the same lineup they've had on this run of theirs, except DeLeo's taken a seat, and actually Tyrone O'Garo is checked in. O'Gara has it top of the key. They find Deion Jones on the left wing. Deflected ball. Jones hits the deck, and they call a foul on Canisius' Chris Perez.
And that's a good call. Perez reached in. It hit Deion Jones, and it made him lose the ball. Advantage, disadvantage. Perez hit Jones. It gave him an advantage, and it was a good call.
1:16 to go, so Jones goes to the line for two shots. The alternate possession is in favor of Canisius in the event of a tie-up. I'm sorry, Monmouth, my mistake. So the Hawks will get it on a potential jump ball as Jones is at the line. He'll miss the first one, a huge free throw miss. It's like a virus this team has, and it's even infected their best free throw shooter.
Yeah, Jones, and it looked like he kind of short-armed that one too.
Pulled the string a little bit. So Jones with another one coming here. Monmouth down by 5. Now just 4, 75-71. Deflection in the backcourt. DeLeo with a steal. O'Garo has it. James for 3. An air ball. It's out of bounds off of Jordan Heath. So Monmouth will get it back. 31 on the shot clock. 1:08 to go in our second half.
Wow, what a sequence right there. Max DeLeo, another deflection, a steal. Barron, a little bit of a lazy pass there. DeLeo, so athletic, he comes up with the deflection. Josh James probably could have shot faked there and went into the basket and scored in kind of a scramble possession there.
In a year or two, I think Josh James will knock that down. No questions asked. Right now, his game, like you said, going to the rim.
Absolutely.
Andrew Nicholas to inbound. He'll get it into Jones. Deion Jones drives around Perez. Good on the foul! Deion Jones with a chance for a three-point play with 65 seconds to go.
Deion Jones, what a great drive that time going to the rim. Catching the ball, just putting his head down, getting to the front of the rim and scoring. And Perez fouling him. He's got to convert from the foul line.
Jones now has 19. His free throw is good. Monmouth down just a point, 75-74, 1:05 to go. We got a finish on our hands in West Long Branch. Perez breaks the pressure easily for Canisius, and he gives over to Barron. Perez is left open for 3. Oh, he knocked it down! Defensive lapse, and Canisius is up by 4.
Breakdown defensively, leaving Perez wide open on the right side.
How about the confidence of Chris Perez to take that shot? 45 seconds to go in this one. Coach Rice takes a timeout with 25 on the shot clock and 45 showing on the game clock. What an absolutely stone-cold three by Perez, who now has 18 points.
You know, there's two trains of thought there. That anybody shooting the ball is better than Billy Barron. However, Perez is a good shooter himself. He shoots in the 40 percentile, and he was wide open. The Hawks didn't locate. Perez brought the ball up the floor. He dished it to Barron, and then nobody picked up Perez after he gave the ball up. Sometimes you don't want the best player to shoot, but you also don't want to give up wide open looks, and Perez was completely wide open.
Well, that's why they're a good team. You take away their best player, Perez averages 10 a game. He shoots 45% from three.
Not a guy you want to leave open. You know, sometimes anybody other than Billy Barron's a good shot for Monmouth, but Perez too open in the corner.
Monmouth has it here, 40 seconds to go, working it. Jones has it in the right corner. Now up top to Josh James. Monmouth has to get a good look here. Andrew Nicholas forces one up. Good. He put it in with 33 seconds to go. And Coach Rice will take another timeout as the Hawks now, Steve, trail 78-76.
Yeah, the Hawks have done a good job of making shots here to get back into this game. That was not an easy shot. That was a forced shot. Leaner in the lane, but they've got some momentum going, and now they're making shots. And now you're down two. The shot clock is off. You know that they're going to try to trap first, get a steal, and then if Canisius breaks it, you got to foul. But who do you not foul? You cannot foul Billy Barron. 92% from the line. It's like giving up a layup.
What's funny, Steve, is as good as the Canisius team is shooting the ball, they're not, outside of Barron, good free throw shooters. Jordan Heath, 46%. Perez, 58%. Lewis, I guess, is the other guy you don't foul, 70%, but he's only gone to the line 20 times this season.
And with Jordan Heath shooting such a low percentage, he's a guy that if he touches the ball, you foul him right away. You don't even worry about trapping, in my opinion.
And Barron, Steve, will inbound the ball. That's interesting. Figure you want the ball in his hands. They inbound to Heath, and they give it right back to Barron. Barron behind the back, shot clock turned off, will throw it back to Heath. Heath has it. And now throws ahead to a wide-open Valenti. Valenti lays it in over Deion Jones. They'll put Canisius up four. James will run it up for MU. Stutter stop. He goes right at Heath, and a foul is called on Jordan Heath. He is fouled out now with 16 seconds to go. And Josh James will go to the line for two with Monmouth down 80-76.
Eddie, I'm so disappointed. Jordan Heath caught the inbounds pass, and he held on to the ball. He had a shot. O'Garrow could have fouled him there, and then you send a 48% foul shooter to the foul line with not a lot of time running off the clock.
Well, Steve, they had two chances to foul Jordan Heath. One on the initial inbound, then when they threw ahead, James could have committed this foul right in front of us. Instead, Valenti gets a breakaway layup to put Canisius up 80-76.
A missed opportunity there for the Hawks. Jordan Heath, 46% from the foul line. They had two opportunities to foul him. I would have fouled him right when he caught the ball in the inbounds because not a lot of time would have came off the clock, and you're sending an iffy foul shooter to the line.
James at the line, the biggest free throws he's taken in quite some time. He'll make the first one, so single possession here. It is a free throw shooting game. You have to think Billy Barron won't inbound this ball. They'll look to get it into his hands as James has another free throw. He misses the second. Bleeker with the rebound. He hands off to Billy Barron, who's fouled. And Steve, another chance to foul a free throw shooter in Bleeker, who shoots 50%. And instead, Billy Barron will go to the line as DeLeo picks up his fourth.
Bleeker gets the rebound. He's a guy you automatically foul. He's only taken two foul shots on the year. He's a guy who doesn't play big minutes.
Billy Barron with 1-1. And he makes it just as he's done all season, 92%. 81-77. Canisius on top now. Still 14 seconds to go. Barron made them both, 82-77. Jim Barron will take a 30-second timeout. So, all right, Steve, here's the situation. Monmouth down 5, 82-77, 14.4 to go. You go 3, you go quick 2. What's the thought process behind what Monmouth could look to do here?
I'm always a fan of going for the quick 2, Eddie, but it's really got to be very, very quick. You know, get the ball in Josh James's hands or Deion Jones's hands and try to let him go coast to coast and get a quick layup. If you can get one in 4 seconds, you still give yourself time to set up a press and try to foul. But again, you have to foul the right guy. If they can't get a quick two, then you got to try to get a 3, and then you hope for a missed foul shot from one of the Canisius players. But again, if you can get it to Jones or James and they can go coast to coast in 4 seconds, I always elect for the quick two.
Hawks break the huddle with Ogero, DeLeo, James, Nicholas, and Jones. Tyrone Ogero will be the player to inbound it. He gets it into Deion Jones on the run. Jones with Perez guarding him is going to drive and kick. Nicholas three. Boom in the right corner. It's a two-point game, 82-80. And they'll foul Billy Barron on the inbounds with 6.7 to go in this one. Nicholas now with 25 points.
And that went right to script, Eddie. Deion Jones trying to go one-on-one. Drew the defense. He was able to kick out to Andrew Nicholas for a three. Now you got to hope for a very rare missed foul shot by Billy Barron.
He'll go to the line with Canisius leading by two. Barron missed the first one-and-one. Deion Jones with the rebound. Jones to Nicholas. Three for the win. Bang! Mother Bob 83-82. The inbound to Barron. That's the game. That's the game. Andrew Nicholas with the three. The Hawks win 83-82. And it's pandemonium in West Long Branch.
I can't believe what I just saw, Eddie. Billy Barron missed foul shot. Andrew Nicholas with Perez draped all over him. Bangs the three home with 1 second to go.
An absolute miracle finish at the MAC. The Hawks come somehow away with an 83-82 win. The officials aren't even going to go to the monitor. Jim Barron is screaming. He's following the officials, Steve, off the court, wondering why they're not going to the monitor. I'm not sure what he wants them to go to the monitor for. The three was made with 1 second to go. There was time. Canisius inbounded it to Billy Barron. Barron tried to draw some kind of foul in the backcourt. That strategy did not work, and what did happen is Monmouth has come away with the biggest win of their season.
Jim Barron is roaming around the court right now. He followed the referees into the tunnel. I guess he wants them to go to the monitor, maybe to check the time. He thought his son, Billy Barron, got fouled as he tried to launch a 90-footer at the buzzer. Max DeLeo got awfully close to Barron there, but he wasn't going to get that call. What an unbelievable finish to this game. Billy Barron, a 92% foul shooter, misses the front end of a one-on-one. You get a rebound to Deion Jones, who heads the fast break. Andrew Nicholas on the right wing. He had a guy draped all over him, but a guy like Andrew Nicholas can make any shot in the book. He was able to knock down a three that swished right in to take the one-point lead and then go on for the Hawks. Miracle victory here. What an incredible finish.
Steve, I've seen some great finishes. We have seen some great finishes in Monmouth Hoops history. First in Boylan Gym, then in the Multi-Purpose Activity Center. But that one really takes the cake. 83-82, the Hawks defeat first-place Canisius behind back-to-back three-pointers from Andrew Nicholas, including one with 1 second to go, as we'll be joined live by head coach King Rice momentarily, Steve, on the floor. Going to get ourselves ready. I need you to take it, and then I'm going to run around, and we're going to do this right now.
Eddie, what an incredible finish. I just watched Coach Rice and Coach Callahan kiss each other. Eddie's going to come around and get Coach Rice on the court right now. What an absolutely incredible finish here for the Hawks. Let's go down to the court right now. Here's Eddie Iacopinti and head coach King Rice on the floor.
And we're now live on the floor here.
Steve.
We're now live on the floor with the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, just mere seconds after a thrilling 83-82 win. Coach, why don't you tell everyone who stayed here in the MAC your thoughts on your team's performance this afternoon?
Well, first, I want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank everybody for not giving up. I want to thank everybody for continuing to stand behind this team. And after that, I don't even know what to say. It's just college basketball is the best sport in the world, and Monmouth University, we have the best kids in the world.
Coach, and we're live here on the Shore Sports Network and on Hawk Vision. We'll give you a brief second to rest. What did you tell your team that last time out? Because Red not only hit one, he hit two big ones late. What did you tell your team before you sent it back out?
Well, actually, I said, Red, when we miss the free throw, you're supposed to foul the redhead kid. Okay, that's what I told him in the huddle. And I said, guys, we got to understand that type of basketball. When we have a plan and we miss, we got to know to foul the right kid. So that's what I said to him. And Red took that to mean, come down and take two shots and make them both so we can win. That's what happened.
So I guess sometimes it's just that easy. And, Coach, final question from me. Your team played so hard, even when you were down double figures in the second half. Players like Max DeLeo and Deion Jones really carried you in the second half. Obviously, Andrew Nicholas as well. But what does a win like this say about your team?
Well, I've been saying it all along. We got a special group of kids, and these kids have been unbelievable how hard they work every single day. But these guys were getting better, all right? We've dropped a couple, and then you start feeling down a little bit. These kids never feel down. They keep believing in each other. We went to the movies the other day together, skipped out on practice, went to the movies to watch an exciting movie, and maybe that helped us be together long enough to get the win.
Well, Coach, I know I speak for everyone who stayed in the MAC to hear your interview. Congratulations on this thrilling win this afternoon. Good luck next time out.
Thank you so much. And my family wasn't able to be here today, so I always give them a shout-out. They missed a great one. But fans, thank you guys. We could not have done it without the fans. You guys stayed with us the whole time, even when it looked like maybe it wasn't going to happen. And because of you, you made it happen. Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice. As we'll now be joined momentarily, we're going to bring in Andrew Nicholas. Andrew, 28 points. You hit two threes late. Do me a favor, before we talk about the game, run through that last play for us. What did you see before you hit that game-winning three?
Well, first off, I was hoping that Billy Barron would miss a free throw. I mean, he's a 90% free throw shooter, so we lucked out on that. And then Deion threw the ball up to me, and I was like, got to get a shot up. So I was lucky I went in.
28 points. You hit the two big threes late. Talk about the second half. Canisius, for really stretches, had a 10-point-plus advantage. What were you guys telling each other in the huddles during breaks that just kept you guys believing and ultimately coming back?
Just stay together. This group of guys this year is unbelievable. We're so close, and we just wore them down, I felt like, at the end of the game. We kept doubling Billy Barron, and our defense just ramped up, and all of the guys made big plays.
Well, I know I speak for, again, everyone in the arena today when I say congratulations. Big shots all game, and good luck next time out.
Thank you.
That's Andrew Nicholas. His 28 points, one of the main reasons, including the last three, why Monmouth victorious over Canisius, 83-82 in this one. As we're going to keep rolling along on our postgame show, we got to wrap some stuff up on the radio as well. And I'll go to my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, now. Steve, we'll finally close this thing down. Monmouth 83-82. Huge, huge game for a lot of Hawks. But your take on what you just saw.
Eddie, that was an incredible finish. As now we put our headsets back on, this is a lot of fun doing this. Eddie, it was just an incredible finish. I think that the Hawks obviously caught a break with Billy Barron missing the front end of a 1-1. But like Coach Rice said, it is college basketball at its finest. Big plays made by big-time players. Barron misses the front end. Deion Jones gets the rebound, races it down the floor. And again, when Andrew Nicholas gets going, he is deadly from anywhere on the floor. Again, the right corner three to cut it to 2 points. The foul, the missed foul shot, and then Nicholas comes down and bangs down the game winner. But really what happened, Eddie, is that the Hawks started making some shots to get back in this game. They finished 6 of 12 from 3 in the second half for 50% and 8 of 20 overall. They were really struggling They were really struggling hitting shots. They started to start making shots more and more and more, and then they just crept back into the game.
Steve, we'll take our only post-game timeout here as we can kind of collect our bearings a little bit and get ourselves on the same page here. Monmouth with an absolutely thrilling SportsCenter Top 10-esque win, 83-82 over Canisius. Brian, we'll take 1 60-second timeout, and then we'll go over final statistics as well as look ahead to the next one after this thrilling, thrilling Sunday afternoon game at the MAC. 60-second timeout, and we're back here on the Shore Sports Network. All right, Steve, we're back here on our post-game show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill. That's the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your official Hawks post-game. Nick, thanks for coming. Your official Hawks post-game headquarters with nightly drink specials and entertainment. As Steve, we'll now take a look at our final game statistics as Monmouth. Let's take the emotion of what we just saw out of it for a second, and let's get, you know, Moneyball, if I can. Let's look at numbers. The Hawks are now 9-10 overall. Huge win in league play. They go to 3-5 in the MAC now, as Canisius falls to 12-7 and 6-2. So the way it happened was awesome, but now take a look at it. That is Monmouth's first win over a marquee-level MAC team this season, and I think that, after you take, again, the emotion out of it, significantly could mean more than anything else out of today's game.
I completely agree. This is the kind of game that you take and you try to run with the rest of the season, try to keep up that momentum, and I know Coach Rice is going to do that and tell his team in the locker room, if you stick together, you know, anything is possible. We have the players in this locker room to win a lot of basketball games in this league. You guys just beat the first place team in the conference by sticking together and playing with great passion and energy, and that was really a sight to see. You know, numbers-wise, the game was pretty even, Eddie. With shooting percentage-wise, Canisius shot 51%, Monmouth was at 52%. Canisius shot 12 of 25 from 3 for 48%. Monmouth was at 8 of 20 for 40%. Monmouth on the foul line, though, they have to get better. They really struggled from the line. They were 15 of 26, where Canisius was 18 of 22. But no bigger miss than Billy Barron's front-end 1-1 miss that started the Monmouth fast break that hit Andrew Nicholas for the three-point shot. The stats-wise, the game's pretty even. Turnovers, Canisius, 24 turnovers for a veteran team versus 20 for Monmouth. Billy Barron had 8 turnovers. That's an incredible number right there. Monmouth just stayed with it. And also credit Max DeLeo again for making plays when Monmouth was down, keeping Monmouth in the game.
I really wanted to award our Jersey Mike's Player of the Game to Max DeLeo, and I was kind of headed that way all game, but with the way this one ended, how do you not give the Player of the Game presented by Jersey Mike Subs to Andrew Nicholas? He hits 2 threes in the final 10 seconds, including the game winner with a second left, 28 points on 10 of 18 shooting, and Steve, as you just pointed out to me, more importantly, a perfect 6 of 6 from the foul line, especially when they needed him late. Andrew Nicholas, with deserving credit to both Max DeLeo and Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, our Jersey Mike's Player of the Game.
And something that we've been saying in previous broadcasts, the Hawks aren't going to compete with teams like Canisius and Manhattan and Iona unless Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas come and they score points, and they did that today. 28 from Nicholas, and then 20 points, and also 11 rebounds from Deion Jones, and 5 assists, 1 block, 1 steal, so Deion Jones filling the stat sheet.
As Steve said, 3 Hawks in double figures, led by Nicholas's 28, 20 for Jones, 15 for DeLeo, Deion Jones adding 11 rebounds. Canisius places 5 players in double figures, paced by Billy Barron's 21, 18 for Chris Perez, but Steve, as you said, Billy Barron, an uncharacteristic 8 turnovers, and his 1 free throw miss is the costliest of all, leading to Andrew Nicholas's game-winning 3.
And something that we talked about in last week's game against Canisius was zone. Well, Monmouth didn't play any zone defense today, and what they did was they really attacked Billy Barron and tried to force turnovers. Billy Barron was under duress all game today from all the traps that Monmouth ran at him, and when he went off a screen and roll, they trapped that. When he was dribbling the top of the key to initiate offense, they ran guys at him and made him give up the ball. So he was under duress all game long.
We'll now take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA, driven with pride. Steve, next time out for Monmouth, it's a big one. Thursday night here in the MAC, the Hawks will host Canisius. I'm sorry, they just beat Canisius. They'll host Fairfield in a game at 7 p.m. on ESPN3. Fairfield just had a pretty big win themselves in league play over at Manhattan, so they'll come into this game with a little bit of momentum, but I don't think you could say a team would have more momentum than this Monmouth team, now 9-10, 3-5 overall, and a pretty big game in a game they should win Thursday against Fairfield.
Absolutely, they should, and it just goes to show you how important home court is and how Fairfield can protect their home court and beat a team like Manhattan. Monmouth protects their home court after a miracle finish and beats Canisius at the top of the MAC. So home court is so important. Monmouth's got to look to protect their house on Thursday against Fairfield in a game that they should win on their home floor. And then they have two big road games at Ryder and at Marist. So that's a game, the Fairfield game is a very important game that you want to get.
Absolutely, Steve. Huge win this afternoon for the Hawks. As always, my friend, great job out of you. I know you'll be with us on some future broadcasts, and it's always great to see an instant classic in your building, especially when your team comes out on top.
Eddie, that was an incredible finish, and I give you so much credit for broadcasting under duress as I was all over you after the Nicholas three-point shot. It was just a phenomenal finish.
The Hawks come in and win 83-82. They were down double figures in the second half. A last-second Andrew Nicholas three, the difference. We will say our final goodbye now from, it's a now empty MAC, but I'll tell you, the fans that stayed really made this place loud. Thrilling game today.
It was wonderful, and credit Andrew Nicholas for stepping up and banging down a big-time shot by an upperclassman.
For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, and Brian Cedillo, our game engineer, I am Eddie Acapinti, thanking you for listening and watching today's game on the Shore Sports Network and GoMUHawks.com's Hawk Vision. We're on the air Thursday night at 6:45 here in the MAC, Monmouth against Fairfield. We'd like to thank everyone for listening again, and we'll get you Thursday, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Red Bank Sleep Shop, Maple Avenue at the corner of Monmouth Street, Red Bank. RKE Athletic, Route 71 in Wall, the official clothing supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations. Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And by Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.